The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is back in session. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, informal calendar, and I ask to recognize the Senator from the 15th for a motion on House Bill 126.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills on third reading, informal calendar. The Senator from the 15th District is recognized on House Bill number 126.
I move that House Bill 126 with Senate committee substitute be taken up for third reading.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 15th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
I move that Senate committee substitute be adopted, and I have a Senate sub. And I request a waiver of the reading, and it has not been distributed, but I will not close until it's done.
Please send your Senate substitute forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. You've indicated it is in the process of being distributed. Senator, would you move for the substitute's adoption and then feel free to explain it?
Yeah, I move for the adoption of the substitute. And so what we have in here is we have, I believe that life begins at conception. I think all the scientific evidence points to that being the case. And so what we have in here is we have a heartbeat bill that bans abortion at the point that heartbeat can be detected at 8 weeks. If that gets struck down, there's a provision in there that would ban it at 14 weeks. If that provision gets struck down, we have an 18-week ban. We also have two-parent notification. We have a situation when an organization is referring outside the state of Missouri that they must be sent materials, informed consent materials. We have tail insurance of $1 and $3 million on any clinic that's doing abortions. The reason on the 8-week ban is I believe that at that point in time we have a viable pregnancy. There's a 98.5% chance that that pregnancy will reach the point of birth, where in a situation where you have the pregnancy first detected, that it's only a 75% chance. So I believe it makes sense for the state of Missouri to protect those children at that point in time. And with that, Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, I will take any questions.
The Senator from the 15th District has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitutes for House Bill number 126. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today with a very heavy heart. The senator from the 15th has worked long and hard on this bill. And today we went in to this session about 10 a.m. And since then, in the ensuing hours, it's now 3:20 a.m. the following day, the senator from the 15th has been subject to not what I would call negotiation, I would call it more in-custody interrogation. He has repeatedly been forced to make compromises that, in my mind, have weakened this bill to a mere shadow of its original self. He is correct that the prohibitions on pain-capable and dismemberment abortions and heartbeat abortions are still in the bill. That's one of the few things that is still in the bill. And those provisions, we hope, will over the years make their way through the federal court system and someday result in the federal courts making good law and correcting some of the very bad law made by judges since the horrendous decision of Roe versus Wade. But very little is left of this bill. This bill removed protections of infants born alive after abortions. I asked one of my fellow members in caucus, what in the world was the justification for why we can't protect babies born alive after abortions? There was no justification. A member of the minority party wanted it out. They removed the ban on fetal tissue trafficking. Mr. President, right now I've become very convinced, for a number of reasons, that there is active trafficking of aborted fetal tissue from the abortion clinic on Forest Park Avenue in St. Louis to Washington University School of Medicine. This bill no longer bans that commodification, that reduction, that diminishing of the value of human life and human organ tissue. Next, this bill weakens the two-parent notification section beyond recognition. Right now, my wife Allison and I would not have a right to be notified. This two-parent notification does not apply. It was only if we were divorced and we had joint custody of our children, only then would this two-parent notification section apply. Next, the section banning selective Down syndrome and sex-selective abortions, that too has been gutted beyond recognition. That section now only, there is only a ban on sex-selective or Down syndrome abortions if the only reason, the sole reason, is that the baby has Down syndrome or the baby is a boy or the baby is a girl. That part, too, has been gutted beyond recognition. Finally, the late-term campaign-capable abortion part of this bill contained a couple of provisions. One was that after 20 weeks gestation, when babies undoubtedly feel pain, after 20 weeks, there was the requirement that two doctors participate in the abortion and that the method most likely to result in the survival of the child is used. That was moved from 20 weeks to third trimester, in other words, 26, 27 weeks. Mr. President, this bill has been dramatically weakened. We should be ashamed of ourselves, what we're doing today. We had a chance to move strongly to protect innocent human life, and we gutted significant portions of the bill. I will vote for this bill because we still have the various nested bans that we've talked about. But we should be ashamed of ourselves to what we did to this bill today. We pledged, numerous members of this body pledged time and time again to move out of this chamber a bill at least as strong as House Bill 126, the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act. This should be entitled, not the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act, but the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act, sort of, kind of. Only after the minority party and the smartest Planned Parenthood lawyers in the country were done with the bill. We should be ashamed of ourselves again. This bill, yes, it's better than nothing, but it is only a shadow of what it once was. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion of the Senate substitute? Hearing none, Senator from the 15th District, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 15th District renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 126 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute. We, Senator from the 15th District.
I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill 126 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 15th district. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, could you refer that bill to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight?
That bill shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I'm going to be making a recess motion for 10 minutes, at which time the Fiscal Oversight Committee will meet, and then we will come back to make the final vote this evening. So I'll make that will be a recess motion until 3:40 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Order of business is announcements. Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, Chair of the Committee on Fiscal Oversight will meet immediately on adjournment in the Bingham Gallery.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 3:40 a.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 3:40 a.m. this day.